unfortunate prologue, you have always described a supreme being other than me, a supreme being who is above everything, who is the controller of everyone, and who is all-pervading. But where is he? If he is everywhere, then why is he not present before me in this pillar? Srila Prabhupada. Demons sometimes declare to a devotee that they cannot accept the existence of God because they cannot see Him. But what the demon doesn't know is stated by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 7:25. Naṁ prakāśa sarvasya yoga māyā samāvṛta. I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them I am covered by yoga māyā. The Lord is open to being seen by devotees. But non-devotees cannot see Him. The qualification of seeing God is stated in Brahma Sangita. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilotane Nasanta Sadeva Hudesu Vilokayanti. A devotee who has developed a genuine love for Krishna can always see Him everywhere. Whereas a demon, not having a clear understanding of the Supreme Lord, cannot see Him. When Hiranyakashipu was threatening to kill Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad suddenly saw the column standing before him and his father. And he saw that the Lord was present in the pillar to encourage him not to fear his demoniac father's words. The Lord was present to protect him. Hiranyakashipu marked Prahlad's observation and asked him, "Where is your God?" Prahlad Maharaj replied, "He's everywhere." Then Hiranyakashipu asked, "Why is he not in this pillar before me?" Thus in all circumstances, the devotee can always see the Supreme Lord, whereas the non-devotee cannot. Prahlad Maharaj has here been addressed by his father as the most unfortunate. Hiranyakashipu thought himself extremely fortunate, because he possessed the property of the universe. Prahlad Maharaj is legitimate son as to have inherited this vast property, but because of his impudence, he was going to die at his father's hands. Therefore, the demoniac father considered Prahlad the most unfortunate, because Prahlad could not be able to inherit his property. Hiranyakashipu didn't know that Prahlad Maharaj, the most fortunate person within three worlds, because Prahlad was protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such are the misunderstandings of demons. They do not know that the devotee is protected by the Lord in all circumstances. Kaunteya pratyani name bhakta pranasyati. जगदीश्वरः वासौ यदि स सर्वत्र कस्मात् स्तम्भेन दृश्यते. ओ मोस्ट अनफॉर्चुनेट प्रह्लाद, एज यू हैव डिस्क्राइब्ड, ऑलवेज डिस्क्राइब्ड अ सुप्रीम बीइंग अदर देन मी, ए सुप्रीम बीइंग विच इज अबव एवरीथिंग, हु इज द कंट्रोलर ऑफ एवरीवन एंड हु इज द ऑल परफेक्ट. बट वेयर इज ही? इफ ही इज एवरीवेयर, देन व्हाई इज ही नॉट प्रेजेंट बिफोर मी in this pillar? Demons and devotees. This is the difference between demons and devotees. You understand? Who are demons and who are devotees?
The demon doesn't see Krishna. The devotee sees Krishna everywhere.
That's all right. Who are demons and who are devotees? That's my question.
What demon is opposed to the will of the Supreme, his devotee, loving Krishna, serving him?
Vishnu bhakta prakta daiva asura tabbi parchaya. This is the definition. You understand? Vishnu bhakta prakta daiva asura tabbi parchaya. And this devotee of Vishnu, Vaishnava, is daiva. Demigod. You understand? This is devotee. Asram Sadvi Parchaya. The opposite to them. His asra, his demon. That means non-devotee. Non-devotee is a demon. You understand? This is the simple definition. Asram Adaiva. Prahlad Maharaj was a devotee, where was demoniac father. Father Hiranyakashipu was a demon. You understand? Supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna, is everywhere. That's a fact. In all sastras, it is said, and Krishna himself has also said this thing. You understand? Krishna is also present in everyone's heart as Paramatma. Sarvasya Jani Sruti Sannivishta Natta Smriti Jnanam Avahanam Chandra. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarvasya Jani Sruti Sannivishta. You understand? Krishna is everywhere there, as Paramatma, in every body, heart. And also, is present in every atom also, how it is all pervaded. You understand? And Krishna has innumerable incarnations. Avatarahi asankhya hare sattva nidhi dvija. Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto. Incarnation of Lord Hari are asankhya, innumerable. You understand? Krishna has said in Srimad Bhagavad Gita that Shrudan Sarvabhutana, I am the only well-wisher friend of all living entities. And that's a fact. Here, in this material world, the conditioned souls have forgotten Krishna, forgotten their own identity. They are being captured by Maya. They have been captured by Maya. You understand? So their proper vision is covered up. They are endowed with material visa. They have got material body. Though they are spirit souls, not material being, but spirit soul is covered up in a cut off within a metal body. And he possesses a metal body. And all material senses, material vision. Krishna is Sajidananda Vigraha. He is not material. And he is present in a way, those who have that vision, spiritual vision, those who are dear devotees of the Lord, those who possess spiritual body, spiritual vision, they can see Krishna everywhere. In their eye, they will see Krishna. Jahan jahan netra pade, tahan Krishna spade. Wherever they look, they see Krishna. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj saw Krishna in the pillar, whereas this demoniac father couldn't. You understand? And also Krishna is so merciful that Krishna is all attractive, he always attracts everyone, and he is all pervading. And in this material world, he is there and he is also attracting everyone. You understand? And he is also coming to us. How? In what form? Yes?
His instructions. Speech master.
Yes. Two. It's two manifestations. His holy name and Acharya, spiritual master. These two forms. He's always attracting us in this material world. You understand? And also, one of his manifestations is this Archavatara deity, Vigraha. You understand? Nama rupa vigraha tino chidanandamaya. Tino bheda nahi. That is stated in Shastra. Nama rupa vigraha. The holy name, the name of Krishna, and the form of Krishna, and the deity form of Krishna. If these three are all transcendental, tino chidanandamaya. And there is no difference between these three. And Krishna has incarnated himself in the deity form, Archavatara, for the conditioned souls who cannot see Krishna. You understand? Because they have no proper vision. They possess middle body and middle senses, middle eye. They cannot see Krishna. Therefore, for them, Krishna is so kind that he is present there in the deity form. You go and see Krishna. If you can't see Krishna, go to temple. A temple established by a Vaishnava. Deities established or installed by a Vaishnava. He is there. You understand? He is there in deity form. Bhaktyaccha upato rupayo paramatmane namah. You know this? Last. Bhaktyaccha upato rupayo paramatmane namah. Bhagavatam says, Krishna, the Supreme Lord, comes down here to this material world by the will of a devotee. You understand? Bhakti-cha. So devotees are Vaishnavas, they install deities. Nobody else than Vaishnava can install deity. You understand? He is not a Vaishnava. If he calls, O Lord, please come down and manifest yourself in this deity, you will never come. You understand? Only when a devotee asks, O Lord, please come and manifest yourself in this deity. So he comes there. He is manifested there. You understand? But that deity is not here. That deities are not mere statues, idols. They are not idols. You understand? They are transcendental form. They are Supreme Personality, they are Krishna. They are Supreme Lord themselves. You understand? The Supreme Lord Krishna himself, not different from the Supreme Lord Krishna. Nama rupa vigraha tino Shri Rama. If someone sees different, he is non-devotee, he is Pashundi. Shri Radhe. হচ্ছে শ্রাদির গুরুসু নরমতি বৈষ্ণবে জাতি বুদ্ধি পাশণ্ডী সারকি স্ট্যাচু অর আইডল মেড অফ some metal or stone. You understand? Rajeshwar, Gurusha Naramati. If someone thinks the spiritual master, the representative of the Lord as a ordinary human being, Vaishnava Jati Buddhi. Those are Vaishnavas, Vishnu Bhaktas, devotees of Lord Vishnu, we summon this discrimination. Right? Oh, this person, oh, he is a European, he is white ball. What jati? Are you Sudra or Brahma? Ketya? What jati you are? What caste? Someone says like that, he is also Pashandi, Naraki. If someone is a devotee, Vaishnava, there is no jati buddhi. He never belongs to any caste. You understand? He is above. So, so, others. You understand? Caste system is a devotee. And those who discriminate like that, they are Pashandis and Narakis. You understand? Many, many instances are there, clear proofs are there. And those who have really developed the transcendental vision, they will see Krishna everywhere. And also in the deities. If you can't see Krishna anywhere, go to temple and see deities and see Krishna there. You understand? দেখে না দেখে জানে অভক্তের জন উল্কো না দেখে জানে সূর্যের দেখিয়া না দেখে জানে অভক্তরে জন উলুকো না দেখে জানে সূর্যের কিরণ ইয়ে ন উলুক ও ও ও ডব্লিউ এল You understand? A bark. It never sees sun. Because during daytime, it hides itself in a hole in the tree. Dark bush. That owl says, oh, where is sun? I can see sun. You understand? As an owl can see sun, similarly, those who are non-devotees, abhakta, they can see God, the Supreme Lord. If they will see, they will come to the temple and see. Still they cannot see. They say, oh, nice idols, idol worshippers. These people are worshipping idols. A very nice idol. You see, they say like that. Many instances are there. Those are devotees, how they see. Clearly. All these deities, non-different from Supreme Lord, how deities are speaking, deities are, you see, accepting the service, the arati offering, bhog offering, prasad offering, all this, pujari does that service, how deity accepts. Deity reciprocates, deity also bows with this devotee. You understand? Have you ever talked with the deity? Oh, the devotee.
He doesn't talk back. I told him.
Huh?
talk to the deities, but they never talk back.
Never talk back? Oh! Don't you, why didn't you ask? Why are you not talking to me? Oh, my dear Lord. I must ask. You see, there is a story of Sakshi Gopal story. The Gopal came to give witness. Sakshi Gopal. Have you seen? He's still there in Satyavadi. Have you seen that deity? Nice deity. I've not gone there. Why? You have gone to Puri. He might be passing through that Satyavadi. Why don't you stop there and go and see? Nice deity. You must see. It's a Sakshi Gopal. You see, they went on pilgrimage, an old Brahmin, young Brahmin. They visited many places of pilgrimage. At last they come to Vrindavan, you understand? And there is Gopal Mandir, the temple of Gopal was there. And both the Brahmins went there. They saw nice deity of Gopal there. And both of them were devotees. So, older Brahmin was very much pleased with the service of the younger Brahmin. There he said, I am very much pleased with your service. If you were not with me, I cannot visit. Cannot have visited all these places. So, I'll give you my sister, daughter in marriage. Then younger Brahmin said, you are now saying this thing, but as soon as you go to your village, there will be very great objection. Your son, your wife, your relatives, all of them would object to it. Because I am not as qualified, as expected, to marry your daughter. Moreover, I am an inferior Brahma. You are a superior Brahma. So many things are there. So, objections will be raised on these points. But the older Brahmin said, what is that? My daughter. I can give as I wish a life. You speak before the deity, Gopal deity. And Gopal deity will be witness. So, he spoke before Gopal deity and said, you are witness, I am speaking this thing. So, when they went back to the village, the old Brahmin expressed his intention before his wife, his family member, they all object. What is that? No, that can be. He's an inferior Brahmin. Has no qualification. He cannot marry our daughter. So some months passed, the young Brahmin saw that nothing was going to happen about marriage. Once he came there, when he came, the son of the old Brahmin and some of his relatives went out, beat him, get out! You have come to marry your daughter. Oh, you are mad. You have given some drugs to our father and made him mad. So madman has said something. It's no value at all. Get out. So he called some gentlemen. So there was an assembly. Requested gentleman that you see. Older Brahmin had promised this thing in Vrindavan to give his daughter to me. Now is refusing. Lord Sahada, what? If he has told that thing, who is the witness? Who is the witness? Yes. So before Gopal deity, Vrindavan, deity is the witness. Is that deity come here to give witness? No, suddenly. A God. Call that deity. If he comes here and gives witness, then we accept. Otherwise, no. Get out here. So that younger Brahmin went to Vrindavan, went to that temple, Gopal Deity's temple, and prayed to him, "You, my beloved deity, you have heard everything, how that old Brahmin promised here to give his daughter to me in marriage, now he is denied. You'll please go there to give witness." Then deity says, "Have you ever seen deity go somewhere? And deity, I'll never go anywhere. Have you ever seen deity go somewhere?" Then Brahmin says, "All right, if you never go anywhere, has anybody seen deity speaks? But you speak to me. Why won't you go?" There he has said, inciting the Tantra, description is there. "Pratiman ho tumi sakshat Prajendra Nandan." He says, that Brahmin, you see. "Pratiman ho tumi sakshat Prajendra Nandan." You are not idol. You are Prajendra Nandan Krishna himself. You understand? Why will not go? You are speaking, so you must go. This is devotee. You understand? This is devotee. Devotee is a meaning like that. And our deity is talking with the devotee, reciprocating. You understand? This is devotee. Then the deity says, "All right, I'll go. Because Ambhakto Paradhinam," Krishna is saying, "I'm not independent. I am dependent on my bhaktas. Sadhu vikrasta hudaya bhakti bhakta janapriya. That sadhu has occupied my heart, very dear to my bhakta, devotee. So whatever he says, I must do. All right, I'll go. Yes, I'll go. What to do?" And this is, please, his devotee, his bhakta vascha, very dear to. The one condition is there, you should go ahead, I'll follow you. Then don't look back. If you look back, I'll be there. I won't move forward. Don't look back. You understand? Just go. I am following. You would be hearing the tinkling of sound of my nupur. Thereby you can understand that I am going, following. And every day you get 5 pot chawal, rice, cook it, offer it to me. And then just go. And I am following. You understand? And the Brahmin did that. So this is incident in the South India. That is, what is the place? Vidyanagar. Yes, that's Vidyanagar in South India. So as soon as that Brahmin just came nearer to Vidyanagar, and just is there like that. Okay. Here, he looked back, and then deity stopped there. You understand? So he went to the village, called all people, the gentlemen, all right, Now deity has come to give witness, please come. In the heart and soul, yes, deity has always come. Just believe, all right, this is true, because deity has come now. Deity never comes. Now, when the deity has come in soul, then it is true fact. He has come to give witness. And from that day, he is known as Sakhi Gopal. You understand? This is story. How deity is progress. He is not mere idol. Yes. Only a bhakta is this. Bhakta is that vision, that eye. Many stories are like that. Many, many stories. And if you are really a devotee, you have that eye. You can see now also. You can now also talk to the deity and hear this, and see how it is progress. But a non-devotee cannot see that. He cannot believe in that. And this is stated. Prahlad Maharaj could see the Lord in stone pillar, whereas his demoniac father, Hiranyakasipu, couldn't see. But to protect, in the prestige of his dear devotee, he came out and nursing the baby. Understand? And Hiranyakasipu was suddenly very fortunate because he had got Prahlad Maharaj as his son. Suddenly was fortunate. Therefore, Nrsingdev came. Out from the pillar, protected his devotee. And he was killed by Nrsingdev. That demon was killed by Nrsingdev. You understand? And he was delivered.
Ask a question.
Yes?
To a pure devotee, the Supreme Lord is present everywhere.
Yes.
Now, what happens when the deity is installed? And he calls it. In other words, deity, Krishna is not present in deity until installation and the pure devotee calls him.
Yes.
But on one hand, on the other hand, we're saying that it's present everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
How to understand, you know, what happens at installation of deity?
You see, he's present everywhere. But he's not seen by everybody. Only pure devotee sees. When he is present in a pillar, why is he not there in the deity? You understand? Certainly he is there, but the installation is required by the devotee, because thereby that deity will be transcendental. The stone pillar is not transcendental. It's a material stone pillar. But Krishna is there, and the devotee sees. Non-devotee cannot see. But when devotee asks Krishna, please manifest yourself in these deities. He's not manifested here, but he is manifested there. Then the deity becomes transcendental form, non-different from Krishna, or Krishna. So that is mercy, Supreme Lord's mercy. Thereby he gives darshan to one and all, devotees and non-devotees. You come and see there, where devotees see, whereas non-devotees can see this idol. Therefore installation is required, because thereby he accepts service. You understand? He accepts service. He always, if we offer arotics, he accepts, we offer many flowers, incense, nice food, good stuff, everything accepts. Reciprocates also. We sing, dance, chant his glories, holy name, he reciprocates. You see at the time of arati, how happy, how he looks beautiful. blissful. The deity, with your eye, you see. Have you seen ever?
Say yes, it'll sound sahaja.
Huh?
It'll sound like a sahaja.
Sahaja?
I say yes.
That's a sahaja. Not cheap, that's a pack.
No, but I'm saying perceiving from, unless we're pure, thoroughly purified, to think that we can perceive Krishna smiling.
Yes.
Sahaja. Isn't it?
No, that's a pack.
If I say I see, may not be genuine.
Uh-huh. If you cannot see, that's different. Fact. You should develop some pizza. You should develop love. Yes, pure love. Then you can see Krishna. Everywhere. Merciful incarnation, deity incarnation. Merciful to one and all. Thereby he gives darshan. One and all. You understand? Huh? That's a fact. So one must go to temple and see Krishna there. How he is present there in deep form. If he cannot see anywhere else, therefore devotee has installed the deities. He has opened the temple. For benefit of one and all. You understand? Krishna is all powerful, you see. All powerful. Huh? He can do and undo. Whatever he likes, things. But here, Krishna is dependent on his devotee. Oh, my devotee will come and he will make me awake. He's just waiting. He'll bathe me. He'll clothe me. He'll put ornaments on my body. He'll feed me. He'll make me lie down. You see, he's just waiting for the service. He's just waiting. Yeah. He's all powerful. What is the necessity of depending upon somebody? He never depends upon him. But he always depends upon his pure devotee. He is so affectionate for his devotees. So, dear to his devotees, yes, my devotee will come and make me awake. My devotee will come and bathe me. My devotee will come and feed me. My devotee will come and dress me. You understand? He's always waiting to receive your service. Go and serve him. You understand? How nice it is. You understand? But a non-devotee cannot see. There is a story. I have experienced myself, this is my own story, own experience. You understand? Many stories are there in Shastras, Puranas, histories. But it's practical, very, very. You understand? That favorite deity, I have a favorite deity, that Gopal deity. Like Sakhi Gopal, the Gopal deity. That deity come from Vrindavan. Yes, he came from Vrindavan. He is there. Once I go there to visit him, will you go? Therefore I am asking, I am going to Krishna. Krishna is calling. That deity is calling. I will go one day. Will you go? This is Gopal deity. It's come from Vrindavan. Very nice. He's in a village. Very humble cottage. You know, big temple there. simple village, it is a simple village and simple gardens. That Gopal deity is there. It is my beloved deity. It has occupied my heart. And when I am as a mere boy, during my childhood days, I have spent all my time there, doing kirtan, dancing, Hare Krishna, every day, evening, morning, and spend most of my time there. You understand? When I was reading in the school, high school, I was staying there. And most of the time I devote myself in dancing, chanting, doing kirtan before that. So I neglected to go to my school and study also. You understand? So when examination time comes, I have not studied anything. But I still sit in the examination, I passed. I did wonderful. I have not studied anything. How he helped me. He helped me wonderfully, miraculously. You understand? And my maternal uncle's father. What do you say?
That's right.
Grandfather, whatever that. That's a great devotee. He always goes there, does sankirtan, and cries there, and Gopal Deity speaks to him. It's a very great devotee. He could know that he will depart. Gopal is now asking him, go to my dham. He had sons, three sons there also. Two of them are devotees. They do nice kirtan. One sings, one plays mruda. My maternal uncle. You understand? So, that old man asked his sons, what is tithi today? Tithi, do you know? Day. Like calendar, date, tithi. They said, this is very nice, auspicious day today. Tithi is a Magha Saptami, Kendra, Chandra Bhaga, Mera, there. Then auspicious day. Then he said, all right, I'll go today. He said and he went. He said, all right, do kirtan now. All of them did kirtan and he went out. You see, such a devotee. So, that old man, he had a nice plantain garden, that we have this plantain trees, the big bunch of plant, ripened plant. See, brought that plantain and banana, gave it to the pujari. You will offer it to Gopal. So then he went out somewhere, he had some business somewhere. He was absent for 4 or 5 days. Then he came back. As soon as he came back, he went to the temple, sought Gopal deity. Then asked Pujari, oh Pujari, have you offered that banana? Yes, Prabhu. According to your instruction, how many days have you offered? In 1 day? You would ask. What did you do? 1 day you offered all the bunch of big bunch of banana. You for big bunch of banana in 1 day? You did it, you see. That is things as you are coughing, you see, things are coming out. So it's cold and cough. Oh, he's suffering. My deity is suffering. What have you done? You ask her. See, how could he see this thing? First of all, I is. Then he called the Kaviras, doctor. Kaviras is eating medicine, then come out. This is, I have experience. I am a dear boy. I have seen this. This is a fact. You understand? So many nice stories are there. This is an experience of this thing.